Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is another edition here of The Last Drop with your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather Craft Beer Coach.
Oh, and we're doing another bar review.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why it's so loud.
Very loud. I hope you can hear us.
I bet they can. But that's fine.
All good.
People are like, we don't give a fuck.
Back to the experience.
Yeah, we don't like your guys' voices anyway. Why the fuck you click on us, man? Bitch. Yeah. Shouldn't have clicked on us.
Yeah.
So we're here at the legendary Hawk Bar. Open for 3.5 years now.
Yeah.
Here in good old beautiful Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California. LBC.
LBC. Yeah, this is
the place to be.
You're getting me hyped up now. I'm about to start seawalking. Right.
Shit, I'm about to, watch out.
Yeah,
watch out. Calm down now.
Bring my roots up. I am not gang affiliated or anything like that. I mean, look at me. Come on. Do I look like I could be? So anyway, though, here, Charlie.
Yeah.
We've been here for about a good hour and a half now. It's already 4:30. Yeah, so I didn't probably been here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So we've been here
right. Yeah.
So right now, what I ordered us, we got the legendary George T. Stagg right here.
GTS.
For an $18 pour.
That's right.
That is super cheap right there. And we're just going to get right into it. We've already been drinking.
Fuck you. I got my margarita right here.
I'm still sipping on. Is that a margarita, a beer, and a Bloody Mary?
Margarita, beer, Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Did I have some? I don't know.
That's about it. Okay. I've had Michter's Toasted Barrel, whatever stuff, and now I'm finishing up with the George T. Stagg here. And Cody, this is your first time ever trying a BTAC.
That's right, BTAC.
First time.
I always wonder about these legendary BTAC barrels everybody speaks of.
Man.
I keep hearing BTAC, but what is BTAC?
My number one pick of this year was George T. Stagg.
That's right.
We're gonna get right into this, man. Fucking toast it, man.
Cheers.
Hold on, first sniff that bad boy. That aroma.
A good amount of sweetness. You feel it? Put it down.
You feel it.
Goosebumps. Get my energy right here.
That electricity. Why is my hand shaking? It's that electricity. You must got extra electricity on you today, on this. First thing we want to do is, before we sip these legendary drinks, rest in peace Kobe Bryant and his beautiful
daughter. Rest in peace Kobe, Gianna, and the other parents and children are on that
helicopter.
Yeah, that crashed earlier today, Sunday, was January 26th.
Yeah, 26th, yeah.
Yeah, we're recording this. Like we said, we talk about celebrity deaths all the time. Like,
yeah.
About how, like, we don't really care. We're like, I guess promoting it because people die every day, and there's always good people dying.
Promoted when people die.
Yeah, but something about Kobe, it hit different with me. Like, this one really fucked me up.
Yeah, and I just told Cody I'm not reading no more about it because it gets worse. I opened up my phone or whatever, and it just said, "Oh, they were on his way to his daughter's game."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh my god!" I was like, "That's even worse."
Yeah,
man. I didn't realize.
You gotta think. That's a widow now. His wife, Vanessa.
With two daughters.
Two daughters now. Yeah.
I mean, that's.
The other parents are not too.
The fucked up part about it is those girls. They're so young. They got to live like, our dad and. And the thing about having a dad that's like famous like that or whatever and stuff, they're gonna hear his name every fucking day or whatever and stuff. On days they're not even gonna.
Imagine the little one too.
I mean, it's just. It's
an unfortunate.
Four kids or is it three?
Three or four? I think it's three.
Okay, yeah, I saw four. You had a baby.
I think it's three.
Okay, I am blanking.
I could be mistaken.
Somebody correct it. I saw somebody post a photo with four kids in it, but one was like a new baby, like.
I know that one. Yeah.
Okay, so and then
I might be wrong.
But yeah, that was man, that hit hard. Over there. I don't know why, but rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Kobe. Yep.
And
Black Mamba.
I mean, I know this sounds shallow to say, or whatever, but like you know, at least Vanessa's taking care of her and the kids. So that's not going to replace her husband or
no, not at all. That's good. Yeah, that's a woman you can't.
Yeah.
Will that be? Yeah.
Yeah.
Prepared.
At least she won't have to struggle financially or stability or anything like that. Wow, because
I can't imagine what she's going through. Right
now. Oh man, she's got to be fucking devastated.
The same thing with other parents.
They've
too.
Known each other since high school. They've been dating, right? Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that was his high school or high school or college sweetheart.
I know it was really early in his career. I know that.
Yeah, yeah, he was. They were young, so toast that to Kobe Bryant, Black Mamba, the fucking ghost.
Laker legend, ghost greatest right Laker of all time, Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
Kobe.
Yeah,
it's Kobe. I love Shaq, but it's Kobe.
I don't like him that much. I don't like him to put him up there yet.
It's Kobe.
Yeah, it's Kobe, without a doubt.
What are you smelling there, JB? other than your other physical sensations.
I can't say things like that.
All right. That's right, sorry. You're on the list.
It's not funny to say that, Cody, whatever, especially being observed.
Yes.
Yeah. So, no. Get some fruits in there. A little bit of cherry hints in there. Ooh, I love that oak barrel smell.
Cherry? Yeah. I get that.
The 2019 one, though? Because this is a 2018. 2019?
I totally get that.
2019 is more cherry on the taste. It is sweet.
I totally get the cherry. Okay.
This
interesting.
One. Oh, yeah. You get the cherry on there, obviously.
Very sweet.
Very sweet.
A little oak. A little vanilla going
woody
on there.
Oak in there.
Like it's very subtle. It's not overt.
It's got the hazel, the light hazy vanilla flavor. Oh my god, I'm about to fall in love right now. Nah, if you were a woman,
it's actually a lot of vanilla.
I'd put a ring on it. I would Beyonce the fuck out this glass. And if you like it, then you put a ring on it.
A lot of vanilla. It's what you would want from a great bourbon.
Yeah. Flavor.
Yeah.
Uniqueness.
This is a bourbon, right?
This is bourbon.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Buffalo Trace Antique Collection people out there, they don't know what the VTAC is, whatever. Cheers, sir.
Cheers, man.
First time Cody sipping this?
VTAC.
My 20th for 1,000, maybe. Oh my god. Ooh. Yeah. That vanilla definitely kicks in on the finish there.
Hot vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good amount of burn. Ooh. I like it.
Yeah, that's that burn
I like
right
the
there.
Burn.
Mm. Oh my god.
I do like the burn.
I love it.
Burn lets you know you're drinking something serious.
That's a sign of a good bourbon right there.
Yeah.
Not just a sign of a good bourbon. That's a sign of that bourbon's got a little kick to it. Now this is 123 proof, too, by the way. You
makes
gonna feel some fire right now. We're looking at about 61-62% alcohol in there, so you're going to get some burn, definitely. You ain't getting no burn out of that.
Yeah, this is a good bourbon. I like it.
What's your initial thoughts on the second sip there, sir?
Second sip? Maybe third sip. I tell you what. Yeah, the burn starts to mellow out.
Yeah.
You get more of the...
It.
Yeah, you get more like the... A lot of vanilla.
Vanilla and caramel.
Vanilla and caramel.
All day.
Yeah, no cherry on the flavor at all.
No cherry on
just
the
aroma.
The 2019 one, you get cherry on the flavor.
Okay.
You don't get it on the nose, but you get it on the flavor.
The aftertaste has something interesting. I can't quite pinpoint it, but there's something there that I like. It's interesting. I don't know what it is, though. I can't.
I think it's a combination of everything.
Okay.
Because that vanilla sticks out on it.
Yeah.
But then you get those hints of caramel on it.
Aftertaste
and then
really
I think
nice.
It's blended in with that cherry well as
and
well.
And one of my favorite things about these higher proof bourbons, or sorry, whiskey in general, is that residual burn in the back of your throat. It's calming.
That's
know?
Some shit that's going to clear your
it's
cold.
It's calming and it's very soothing.
You're going to clear some sickness out.
Yeah.
You kill any AIDS with that. You know that, right? You'd be like, where's
that one shot.
I'd be like, Cody, where your AIDS at?
Yeah, where?
Give me
AIDS
in your arm. You cut you open. Shut that in there, whatever.
Pour that motherfucker in there.
Yeah, pour it in there.
Hey, like, get a little GTS in you right now.
Yeah, the next day you wake up next day, whatever, you'd be like, damn.
So good.
Shit. Call into work, whatever, be like, my AIDS is acting up.
Yeah.
I gotta call out. That's a hell of a phone call. You gotta call someone one day and be like, hey, I don't know how to say this. My AIDS is tripping.
Hey, you know what I do, Matthew Johnson?
Yeah, try to tell a story.
Yes.
Be like, 1988. What a year. Crazy, wasn't it? Magic Johnson, peak of his career. He's fucking mailboxes, probably. He's got AIDS. But, you know, he's playing ball so much. JB, whatever you fuck you getting at. What I'm trying to say is my AIDS is acting up and I won't be in today. So, yeah, there we go.
Something is different right there.
It's like a four sip. You are, huh? I don't know if you know, but on the back of the toner, there is a little hint of cherry in there. You just gotta really find it, deep dig.
Probably like, hints like a bark thing going on.
Yeah. Bark is on tip.
Like
for
a
me.
Bark?
Yeah. Sort of. That's all the wood.
That's interesting. That was the four sip is good. I like that four sip.
That's more in that wood oak territory there.
Okay.
But if you notice though too, at least for me, the cherry is so subtle, it slides, it's rolling in the back of that tongue area right there. That's what I love about it. So many characteristics to it.
Like, this gets better the more you sip it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is my fifth sip right now. Yeah, okay.
What are you thinking now, all of a sudden?
Okay.
What are you thinking of the BTAC lineup now? Well, you haven't had it, but
well,
you've had GTS.
This is great.
Yeah.
It's not a level of Cavalon Sugar Shred.
Yeah,
last week.
Sherry K? No,
nah, it's not there.
Not me.
This is really good, though. Really good.
Let me ask you this. Worth your $18?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Without a doubt, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Would you suck dick? No, I'm just playing.
No. Hell. Let's get out of the way right now.
Do I get a bottle or do I get does anybody got a note? Yes, we have to film it and put it on Instagram. Make it a bottle and a half and we got a deal. Let me ask you this. Do you feel the urge to put Dr. Pepper and Coke in it?
No. You were telling me a story earlier.
Yeah.
And it just, even before I tried it, it just mind-boggled me. Like, why would you do this? What? Any fine whiskey, whatever kind, bourbon, scotch, whatever. You don't do that.
Not if it costs $500.
Yeah, with your JDs, your Jim Beams, fine. With Johnny Walker's, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go crazy.
It tastes like shit. Go ahead.
Go crazy.
You ain't, plus it's $20. You ain't losing that, whatever.
Like, no. Could you imagine drinking a whiskey and Coke with Cavalon, like, sherry shit we tried last week?
Cody,
Could you imagine?
This ain't the first time I've said this year, but you can suck my dick. That's what you can do.
But it's like, could you imagine, though?
Oh, you can suck my dick, sir.
It's not like the biggest fuck you.
You can suck my dick, whatever. Imagine you had a beer get together. I'm just going to point out, remember that beer that, I guess we can't really say what it is, but you remember the beer that Wes had at Quartz or whatever?
Yes.
Imagine you had that, and I came over, and you popped it open and was like giving a speech, like saying, hey, man, everybody, and then I took that bottle.
It was like a beer float or some shit like that.
And then, no, I didn't even do that. You had a thing of Coke sitting there or whatever.
Fuck you.
And then I poured that thing into a cup of the Coke and stuff, and you turned around and said, and just saw me doing that or whatever. I can only imagine. You'd kick me out your house, right?
I'd probably kill you.
Oh, yeah.
I'd just kill you.
I think everybody that'd be there would be like, we didn't see anything. You gotta die.
The higher proof, man, that burn. I love that.
It's pretty good, right? Woo! Let's talk about the bar.
Oh, yeah, the bar. We're at the Hawk out here in Long Beach.
Hawk in Long Beach?
This shit, right down the street from where JB used to live.
Yeah, like literally.
And he never came.
Never came.
For whatever reason.
Never came.
And the crazy part about it is, it looks like every other dive bar.
Yeah.
But their whiskey, or liquor selection period, particularly whiskey.
Mainly the whiskey.
On point.
Yeah, it's like one of the best whiskey.
And it's well priced.
And that's probably the beauty of this place. Yeah, the prices on here are really good.
Yeah.
Like, I just told you, George T. Stagg for $18. I'm trying to think of something else that I can just jump to real quick here. Old Fitzgerald, 11-year-old, $18 as well, too. They got a little book here for $15. Michter's Toasted Barrel was only $11 when I spent earlier. I mean, flipping the pages here, you got St. George Ballers here, Stag Jr., $12. The Rock Hill Farms is $14. I mean, prices just go endless or whatever. I'm not even going to get into that Irish and Scotch side. I'm not going to lie. I'm not really a fan of it at all. Like, at all. And it's got Cohen's favorites on there.
Glenfiddich? Yeah, that's my stuff.
Your Glenmorangie LaSante.
Yeah. Kefi the LaSante.
Oh, I can. And then their Japanese selection is great. Also, though, they have special days, though, too. And I think I took the wrong menu. But I know on Sundays they have $5 all day Jameson Black Barrel. $5 all day Jameson Black Barrel.
I got a $5.
That's a good Jameson.
Yeah,
that's really
I got a $5 margarita. Or sorry, happy hour. But earlier I got a $5 Bloody Mary.
You got a $5 margarita too.
Yeah.
Their happy hour is every day between. I saw Sunday through Thursday. I didn't look at the Friday and Saturday, but there was on there. But Sunday
through
Thursday
is 4 through 8.
Yeah.
4 hours.
And I didn't see a food menu. So I don't think they serve food here.
They have a taco truck right out there.
They have a taco truck outside.
Food.
And at nighttime, too, I know that across the street over there, there's also a taco truck, too, one of the big ones. So
there you go.
Get food there. And the bartender here, I think his name is Joe, and he's really dope.
Really cool, dude. Yeah.
He's really dope. Matter of fact, I'm going to get him to come in here and say hi real quick.
Whatever. Yeah, get him over.
As soon as we get done, as soon as he gets done talking, whenever I'm going to yell his name out there and stuff. Say, hey, Joe, get over here real quick.
Yeah, we got to get him on the mic for a little
bit. Yeah, I got to get him on the mic whatever quick. So he's got to say something to us real quick. But this bar is really dope here. I mean, I'm really enjoying the vibe.
Oh, it's cool.
You can hear the music in the background. It's kind of loud or whatever and stuff. I'm not going to lie, but the whole time me and Cody's been here, I didn't really think about the music.
I didn't.
Like,
But it's bar music.
Yeah.
I know that sounds general, but it, quote unquote, it's bar music. It's fine, it works.
Three TVs in here, two pool tables. One TV by the pool table here, and two in the front with a bar. They got a nice little seating area, too, as well, in the back where we first sat at, but the speaker was right there.
Oh,
right.
We got to talk about the cat.
The cat, man. Yeah, the cat looking at me like he gave me that parole board look.
It's like,
that nigga's guilty.
The fuck you doing my bar, motherfucker?
Yeah, he was like, he looked at me and just said, who let that Negro in here?
Is he still over there? I don't know where he's at.
He's been sleeping for an hour.
Yeah, he owns this motherfucker.
Yeah, he's still over there.
He's over?
He's still over sleeping.
Oh, shit.
That cat dead, dude. Then he looked at Cody for a little bit and was like, is he black?
What is that guy?
I think he is. Yeah, sure. If you're here to take photos, it's tricky.
Oh, no, you haven't been able to get photos in. If you have, right, I will say if the iPhone 11, the dark mode.
Yeah.
The night mode. You'll be all right.
Okay, I should have took mine off then, whatever.
Yeah,
but my first photo came out great on the Mister's.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
You have to get the lighting just right.
I don't know what happened.
But it's cool, though. You can play with that, like, filter and shit.
Yeah. Like, I can...
After Effects,
I can edit the fuck out of it or whatever.
So you should be okay.
It's just taking a general...
Well, like, general, like, snapshot, like,
it's a little too dark here, but it's cool, though. This is a perfect, like, good hangout bar.
Yeah.
It's a perfect hangout bar, because the prices are really good enough to be like, oh, yeah, let's go, or whatever.
This is a cool spot to go, like, right after work.
I gotta tell you, I wish I would have known that. Especially since we were recording on Sundays and stuff like that back when I was living over here. We usually get done about 3-4.
This would have been
fun. We could have came here for happy hour a lot.
Yeah.
We really dropped the ball on that.
Well, shit, you dropped the ball. Shit.
No, we.
No. But right now, you lived over here.
We.
You should know.
I only lived here for like 3 months.
Oh, fuck it.
It's like 3 months, right, Cody? Five months, something like that. I am not a cook.
Yes.
I don't know where that came from. All these fingers are pointing at me. I ain't doing this.
A lot of fingers.
A lot of fingers, whatever. So, hey, let me show you what I can do with that finger.
Careful.
You
already had another incident.
Oh, sorry.
You already had another incident this past weekend.
Oh, shit.
Be careful.
I almost knocked this drink over.
Be careful.
I'm good.
You gotta watch yourself now.
I do. I gotta.
You gotta tread lightly.
I'm a good champion.
Like, watch what I said. Tread lightly.
I ain't scared of fucking Walter. Well, actually, I am. I'm
terrified motherfucker right there.
Ball-headed midget. I get tall, dude, bro.
Yes.
I wish this all that. I love you, Bryan Cranston. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to look for Joe here, so...
Look at Joe. Yeah.
Dude, he's like right behind the bar. He's making drinks right now. I like where we're sitting right now, behind the bar, it looks like a fucking diner. Like, you go to the window and be like, hey, can I get a Coke in my GTS? Not the liquid.
Yeah, the liquid. Let's just make that clear.
You think there ever be a time where, like, you go to the bar and like, cocaine will be legal and you just be like, hey, can I get a...
That'll be the greatest time ever.
Be like, can I get a... let me get a Blanton's special... let me get Blanton's gold and a...
an eighth.
And a line. Just a line.
And a bag.
I got about $15. How much can I give me?
I'll be in heaven.
Might as well just make it legal. I think it's already legal because people brag about it on TV all the time anyway. So.
Shit, I brag about it too. It's not on this podcast.
Yeah,
I brag about it.
You've never done that.
I don't fuck with that cocaine.
Yeah, you're a cigar guy.
Cigar guy.
Yeah.
Cigars, baby.
I don't know. The way people are dropping dead these days, whatever shit. Fuck it. Do what you want to do, man.
Yo, that's the one thing. It's like... There's like certain people you think that are untouchable.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine like Kobe dying?
Not at 40. You know the thing when they showed his age?
It's random, right?
He's 41. I was like, that is so fucking... I was like, holy shit. I thought he was older for some reason. I was like,
41.
Man, if it wasn't for all those goddamn bad injuries he had, he could have still been playing today, or you know?
But that's what puts shit into perspective for me. Like, man, we could go at any time. Like, I could walk out this fucking bar. I could die right now.
Yeah.
On the way back home, I could fucking die.
Well, I like the...
You're on the way back home. You can fucking die.
Well, shit, yeah. I mean, look, leaving work and got into a car accident or whatever. Yeah. Shit.
I used to be afraid of that, but now it's kind of like, man,
I think, especially with me and you, because we're so similar, I think me and you, because I always tell people nowadays, I'm not afraid of death.
Yeah.
I see it come. It can come at any moment.
I'm always prepared.
Like that. Yeah, exactly. I'm prepared always, for whatever shit. I'm prepared. And people always say, don't say that. You're so young. And it's just like, you don't know.
You don't know.
Not only that, they get political, but being black man, dude, you don't know. You don't have to shot.
the tone and all that shit.
Yeah, so you just don't know. Especially when it was hunting season. And, well, it was always hunting season. But when the cops was like, really going, he's just like, oh, Lord, they're going to pull my ass over and probably open fire. But that's why I always just say, do what the fuck you want to do, whatever. Live your life. Don't give a shit about none of the consequences.
Can't care.
If you feel like doing that coke, then do that shit, whatever. So
goddamn right.
That motherfucker up. If you feel like taking that shot of vodka in your eyeball for some fucking reason, then go ahead and make your vodka shot in your eyeball.
Talking to an ugly coworker and eyeballing you.
Yeah, there you go.
Go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Don't be afraid. Like, if you think. I know, like, it's taboo to talk to, like, coworkers and stuff like that at work, but if you see a nice lady or a nice dude, and you're like, I really want to go out with him or her or whatever stuff, just tell them, hey, you look really nice, whatever stuff.
And if they reject you, don't take a person.
Just say, hey, well, you know what? I'll have fun with you.
See, that was my problem in my younger years. Mm. I took rejection. Persons.
Yeah. Well, you know how I dealt with it, but fuck you, man.
Yeah. See, I didn't do that. I went back home.
Crying. I was overboard. I was over until you met me. Then you realized, I can be an asshole.
But now, what I've noticed though, like rejection, like I literally don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
At all. Which is great. It feels great.
That's why whenever I hear like crazy stories about you or something like that, whatever, I'll be like, how do you don't give a fuck to do something like that?
Like, especially now, like,
you don't care enough to do that.
Yeah.
Just like I don't give a fuck enough to do that. I was like, why don't I waste my time?
Last night I got rejected. I didn't give a fuck.
I get rejected every week. Have you seen me?
Oh yeah. No, I know you. You out there all the time.
Yeah. I get rejected.
JB is out there. He is just on the prowl.
I get rejected.
At all times.
And rejected all the time.
That motherfucker don't stop. But you gotta keep going. Like we said, don't stop. Keep going. Porn. Or porn, whatever.
Yeah. How many times have you seen me get rejected?
Oh yeah.
Just complete like.
Yeah.
And then like, so only just to keep going.
Yeah.
Just be like,
that's all right. On the next one.
And I've always been like super cool about it too. Whatever.
Because you gotta think percentages. Mm-hmm. Not every chick gonna be like no.
But I've always been like super cool about it too. Just like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Like,
see, my problem. I've never been that way. Earlier. Now I am. But earlier I was like, oh, I took that shit personally.
We're young and we did a lot of stupid shit back in the day. Whatever. But as the point of all this.
Oh, yeah, now. I was fucked.
Yeah, I don't care anymore either.
I'm like, shit.
And Cody, I'm sorry I rejected you last night. I was just busy.
It's okay, man.
I was busy. I asked some shit.
It's okay. Because you haven't.
And you was asking me to do some shit that I was just running down for, dude. I was like, look here, man. Look, I just want to eat my popcorn, dude, okay? You talking about making a hole in the popcorn and all this? I'm like, dude, just watch this movie, okay?
I was like, hey, JB, the popcorn right here, man.
I was just like, you ain't got enough butter.
what you gonna do with it?
You're too salty. That's why that cat's looking at you. He's like that salty ass cracking dude.
I just
the point of the message is wherever, live your life to the fullest. Live what you want to do. Enjoy yourself having a good time.
Don't worry about anybody else but you.
I have a friend in Miami or whatever, and she always putting herself down whatever because she feels like she ain't in the place of her career and stuff like that. It's just like, I tell her every day, who gives a fuck? Are you able to provide for yourself? Are you ever to have a good time? And enjoy yourself and live your life and have a good time.
It's a tough pill to swallow, but not everything's going to work out for you.
That's just the way it works.
You gotta work what you got.
I mean, look at me. I'm ugly as fuck. I still make it work, though. I hide in the shadows in darkness. Look at me right now.
I could tell you what he did last night, but I'm not gonna do that. He's all right. He's doing all right.
You'll find that out next month.
True.
Come borrow.
True.
you'll find out a lot of things next bar review.
I'll be like, send him a number to me, too, by the way.
Yeah. Let's just say it was very superheroine.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not a hero. That's a villain.
No, yeah. It's a hero.
I guess she's a hero now?
No, superheroine.
Harley Quinn considered a heroine now?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, okay. Whatever. Fuck her. Not her, but like,
that's what you... never mind.
Say, somebody died. Uh-oh. Goodbye. Well, this is the last drop ever of people. We're about to get shot, so we're getting out of here. Goodbye. I was just playing.
Yeah, what's
up? Hey, can you come over here real quick? We're doing our podcast, man. Come over here, man. Just wanted to say hi to the people.
Yeah, talk to Joe real quick.
Joe's got time.
This is good. Yeah, Joe, we're doing a podcast right now. We're doing live.
Yeah, and we were talking about it and stuff. We were talking about how Joe is like one of the best bartenders ever.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, you yes. Too kind.
Man, so yeah, so we do this show called The Last Drop, like we told you, whenever every day when we go to bars, we do bar reviews, man. We talk about whiskey and craft beer, what we drink and stuff like that.
I like bars. I like booze.
You look like you do. Yes.
That's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
That's a compliment.
We poured this. You poured us a GTS right here. It's fucking delicious.
That's the best.
We're about to get into ratings on your bar, and I was about to drop a last drop on it. That's like the best review I could give.
All right.
The
yes.
best of the best.
No, the best
honor,
of the best.
Best honor. Of the best.
So I'm giving it a last drop, Cody. Putting you on the spot now for the drop.
Yeah. You want me here?
Yeah.
For the spot here.
Yeah. Charge the receipt higher when you give them this bill. Mm. Yeah.
Honestly, I cannot complain.
Yeah.
There's nothing bad about this bar.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So therefore.
Uh-oh. Is that how it
works? wait for the dramatic pause.
Great dramatic.
Keep on suspense.
Great dramatic.
Drum roll, right?
Yeah, drum roll or whatever. I'll edit that in there.
It's the last drop.
Oh! There you go.
No, thank you guys. Honestly, you
dude, the liquor and the prices here are great. Joe's an amazing bartender, so why not? Yeah. Joe, thank you again, sir.
Hey, thank you guys so
hey,
much.
Hey, thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
And thank you guys. No, honor.
Dude, we'll definitely be back now.
No, we'll be back. Oh, fuck yeah.
Bother the fuck out of you.
We'll be back.
Hey, no, wouldn't be bothered at all.
Thank you so much. No problem, Joe. Thank you. So, we're about to wrap things up here or whatever. We just gave this bar a last drop.
I have no complaints. What can you complain about?
That's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't you?
I always say, oh, it'd be too loud for our podcast. No, it's a fucking bar. It's a bar.
It's supposed to be loud.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to cater to us.
That's the thing. If we did that, that'd be some bullshit. If we did that, cater to us, our sensibility. No, fuck that.
Yeah. Which I've seen people do that shit.
Fuck that.
Not to mention, Joe's friendly enough to let us record in his area too. So that's another thing. Because you gotta understand, this is a review.
This is a review.
You don't like bad reviews. So for you to let us allow us to come in here in your home and do that.
Yeah. So 2020 off to a great start.
2020 is off to a great start when it comes to these bars.
Next month? Oh, buddy.
Buddy. It's Valentine's Day.
Love is in the air.
Love.
Oh, you can smell something.
Yeah. I need to disinfect that.
Is that cigars right there?
Oh, that's something. I think that's called herpes.
Oh, that's going to be real interesting. Since you already have some experience.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what kind of experience. You have some experience. Well, that's going to be real interesting.
Yeah. So, tune in next month.
Woo!
Just tune in next week for Whiskey Week, which is Super Bowl Sunday.
Sunday.
My Niners are going to win it. I see all these Niner doubters.
Yeah, I'll be back in town. JB, if you got something going, bite my ass.
You notice all these Niner doubters now? Kansas City is going to spank your ass.
I think Kansas City is going to take it too. But yeah, 49ers, it's cool they miss.
Hey, can you turn around real quick? No. But leave that there.
Good call.
Yeah,
smart.
Yeah, leave that there. Anyway, though. Drink your margarita. Anyway, though, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
This is us coming live from the Hawk.
Live. The Hawk.
Livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.